我们已经来到罗马书第四章，我们要跟大家讲解罗马书第四章。
And we have reached Romans chapter 4, and we are going to explain Romans 4.
罗马书第四章第一节说，如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因为行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就是称为他的义。做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为他的义。正如大卫称他在行为以外蒙神称为义的人为有福的，他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。如此看来，这福是单靠加给那割礼的人吗？不也加给那未受割礼的人吗？因我们所说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候，是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在他受割礼的时候，乃是在他未受割礼的时候，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切受割礼而信之人的父，并他们也算为义。又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之踪迹的人去行的人。十三节，因此神应许亚伯拉罕和他的后裔并得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。若是属乎律法的人才得为后世，信就归于虚空，应许也废弃了。因为律法是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。所以人得为后世是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许归定然归于一切的后裔，不但归于那属乎律法的，也归于那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，使无变有的神，在他在主面前做我们世人的父。如今上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无可指望的时候因信仍有指望，就是得做多国的父。正如先前所说的，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然已想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，到因信心里得了坚固，像将荣耀归给神，且满有相信神所应许的必能成就，所以就算为他的义，称为他为义。这句话不但是为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是叫我们称义。是我们就读到这里。
Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised who are not merely circumcised but also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
这段圣经的主题是什么?
What is the theme of this passage?
很明显的这段圣经的主题呢,就是因信称义。
Obviously, the theme of this passage is justification by faith.
如果你注意看第三节说,经上怎么说呢?亚伯拉罕是信神。
If you look at verse 3, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
第五节不做工的是指称罪人为义的神, 他的信就算为他的义。
And verse 5, to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness.
第九节最后他说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义。
And verse 9, the second half, that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness.
第二十一节说,并且满心相信,那么二十二节说,就算为他的义。
And verse 21, fully convinced. And verse 22, his faith was counted to him as righteousness.
那么二十三节说,算为他的义这句话不但是为他写,也是为我们将来。 得算为义之人写的。
And verse 23, the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him.
所以这整段圣经都是在讲因信称义。
So this entire passage is about justification by faith.
所以为什么因信称义这个主题这么重要呢?
Why is the main theme of justification by faith important?
因为这是神唯一 要我们得神的这个拯救的途径。
Because this is the only means by which God wants us to be saved.
所以这是神所定我们得救的一个唯一的途径，所以这个非常重要。
And because this is the only means to salvation, that's why it is crucial.
世界上有很多宗教，其实只能够分成两种。
Actually, there are many so-called religions in the world, but you can just divide them into two categories.
一种是人本的这个宗教，一种是神本的宗教。
One type is a man-centered religion, and the other type is a God-centered religion.
人本的宗教呢，就是人必须要靠自己来得救。
Man-centered religion means that man will depend on himself to be saved.
如果神本的这个宗教呢，就是一切是靠神来得救。
And a God-centered religion will depend fully on God alone for salvation.
虽然世界上有各种宗教，但是你注意看到各种宗教都在倡导每一个人必须要做一些东西才能够得救，所以人本。
Even though there are many religions in the world, but if you actually look into their teaching, they are all basically encouraging men to do something to be saved. So this is man-centered.
如果是神本的话呢，就是神做一切的事情，人只要信靠他，完全靠神，不是靠人。
And if it is God-centered in contrast, it means that God alone does everything necessary for salvation.All that man needs to do is to believe and depend on God and not on man.
如果按照这个方法来分辨呢，世界上只有两种宗教。
According to this way of separation, there are only two types of religions in the world.
因信称义也是非常重要，是因为他把这个马丁路德改教的时候呢，就是因为这个观念呢，使到这个我们可以从天主教里面分别出来，所以。分裂的原因就是因为因信称义这个道理。
And it is because of this doctrine of justification by faith that Martin Luther led the Reformation, which resulted in the Protestant Church separating from the Roman Catholic Church.
所以明年是改教500周年纪念。
And next year is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
那么我们会到这个马丁路德的故乡去，在那边思想跟再一次强调，改教改革的重要，改革的重要。
And we will gather at the hometown of Martin Luther and meditate on the importance of the Reformation.
如果大家有兴趣，我们可以明年五月的时候呢，一起到这个德国去，不但是庆祝，同时呢，回想我们应该怎么样按照圣经来过我们的生活。
And if you are interested, you can join us in visiting Germany next year in May to.Celebrate and also to meditate on all these doctrines.
所以在我们这段圣经里面看到，保罗一开始的时候说，福音就是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
And we remember that when Paul started writing, he said that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
那么他就讲到，世界上所有的人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And then he writes that.All men, all people of the whole world have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以所有的人都不可能因律法而称义。
So no one can be justified by the law.
神的公义怎么样彰显呢？只有通过耶稣基督才彰显出来。
How is God's righteousness manifested? Only through Jesus Christ.
所以在这里，特别在这里，我们看第这个三节，这里他说。他讲到说，神称那个罪人，第五节，对不起，唯有不做工的神称罪人为义的神。这一个称罪人为义的神呢，是一个很奇怪，而且是很在犹太人的耳中绝对不能相信的一句话。
And in chapter 4, verse 5, to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly.To the Jew, this is a strange and unacceptable saying.
旧约里面，神绝对不会称罪人为义人。
In the Old Testament, God will never justify the ungodly.
所以上一个主日，我们跟大家思想了，为什么神可以称一个有罪的人为义人呢？因为有罪一定要被惩罚，如果不惩罚罪人呢，神绝对不公义。
And in the last Lord's Day, we have already considered.The reason why God can justify the ungodly, because God will definitely not let go, sin go unpunished.
一个法官不可让罪人逃脱，如果他让罪人逃脱，他就不是一个好的法官。
A judge will not let the convict go free. If he does so, he is not a good judge.
所以在这里怎么可以称罪人为义呢？
So how can God justify the ungodly?
所以我们就知道原来是耶稣基督神的儿子来替我们偿还所有的罪之后呢，他我们才能够称义人，罪人为义。
And we realize it is because of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came and bore the sins and the punishment on behalf of sinners so that God can justify the ungodly sinner.
所以这个就是神来为我们解决我们的问题，我们不能够自己解决，只有神替我们解决。
So God came to solve our problem for us because we cannot solve that problem ourselves except through God.
所以这个就是神的救恩，所以怎么样才能够得到这个神的公义呢？
And so this is the salvation given by God, but how can we obtain this righteousness?
所以在犹太人的耳中，称罪人为义人非常难接受，所以保罗在这边再次强调，他用谁来强调？他用亚伯拉罕还有大卫来强调说，这个观念呢，并不新，其实在旧约里面就已经教导了。
And because to the Jew, it is unthinkable that God can justify the ungodly. So, Paul brings out Abraham and David as examples to show them that this is not a new concept, but it has already been highlighted in the Old Testament.
你看到这三节，他说经上怎么说呢？他就引经据典说，说亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义。
Verse 3, for what does the scripture say? So Paul quotes the Old Testament that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
那么在第六节他还引用大卫，大卫也是这么说，他说大卫称那行为以外的神蒙神称算为义的人呢，是有福的，他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪，这人是有福的，主不算为有罪的人，这人是甚为有福的。
And he again quotes David in verse 6, who wrote, Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sins.
所以主耶稣为我们钉十字架，为我们承受一切的罪，神已经满足了他的这个公义，所以在十字架上彰显出来他的公义。现在我们只能够信靠他。 相信他所预备的救恩，我们就可以得救。这个观念呢，亚伯拉罕已经成就了。So
when the Lord Jesus came to die on the cross on behalf of sinners, he has achieved or attained God's righteousness. And now what the sinner needs to do is simply to believe in Jesus, who has attained God's righteousness. And this is just like what Abraham did.
所以这个不新。
And this is not new.
神已经在亚伯拉罕的时代证明给他们看。
Even during Abraham's time, God has already proven this fact.
犹太人很尊重亚伯拉罕，因为他是亚伯拉罕，是犹太人的祖宗。
And the Jews have great respect for Abraham because Abraham is their ancestor.
其实这个亚伯拉罕呢，其实神给亚伯拉罕的应许呢，其实比这个给摩西的律法呢早了500年。
And actually, God gave the promise that God gave to Abraham was even earlier than to Moses by 500 years.
所以这里呢，我们听到亚伯拉罕这个观念呢，其实神早就已经定下来。And
so now Paul is saying that this entire concept has already been determined since Abraham's time.
而且大卫是他们的这个王，所以他们非常尊重大卫。大卫也是这么说。And
they also respect David, because David is their king, and so David said the same thing.
所以有很多人说，啊，这个旧约呢是因着律法称义，那么这个因着行为称义，那么新约是因恩典称义，这个观念其实是错误的。And
there are some people who say that in the Old Testament a person is justified by works, but in the New Testament a person is justified by grace. This is actually a wrong thing.
不是的，神在旧约里面已经证明人必须要因信称义。 但是人还是不相信，所以他颁律法，让人家知道你已经是罪人，你完全不能靠律法称义，你必须要靠信才称义，就好像亚伯拉罕一样。Because
even in the Old Testament, God has already determined that one can only be justified by his faith. But because the people actually did not believe and they thought that they could actually be justified by their works, so God gave them the law to show them that they can never keep the law properly. They can only be justified by faith.
所以犹太人对这个观念非常难接受。
So the Jews found this concept unacceptable.
所以你看第四节是加以倡导、倡释、解释、诠释，到底什么叫做因信耶稣称义呢？
And so verse 4, Paul actually, chapter 4, in chapter 4, Paul actually explains what exactly it means to be justified by faith.
所以他告诉我们，你到底什么东西才不是因信称义？
So he tells us what is the opposite, what is not justification.
所以在这边他第一给我们看到是不是靠行为。
And firstly, he shows us that it is not by conduct.
你看在这个第二节，他就说，第二节说，倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的。
Verse 2, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about.
因为工人得工价是应该的。
Because a worker deserves his wages.
但是神是称那个行为以外，你看第六节，他说大卫也是称那行为以外的蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
But even in verse 6, he repeats again that David speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works.
所以他就用亚伯拉罕怎么称义呢？是因为他相信神的话，才神称他为义。
So how was Abraham considered righteous? That was because he believed God and God counted it to him as righteousness.
所以创世纪十五章第六节说，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And Genesis 15:6 tells us that Abraham believed the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness.
所以他怎么样称义呢？他什么时候他称义呢？是他还没有这个行为之前，他是相信神的话，神就称他为义。
And Abraham was counted as righteous before he took any action. So even before he did anything, just by believing the Lord, and God counted it to him as righteousness.
所以在来到希伯来书的时候，提起亚伯拉罕的时候，希伯来书第十一章第八节说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去，他只因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住的帐篷，以同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
And we also read in Hebrews 11:8 that by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise.
所以当亚伯拉罕被蒙召的时候呢，他们是在旷野，神要他走到这个去一个不知道的地方，他只是信神，他完全没有知道去哪里，他就去了。
When Abraham was called, he was in the wilderness. And when he was called to go to an unknown place, he did not even know what that place was, but he went.
但是他神只是答应给他，神要给他一个应许，他其实如果亚伯拉罕这个希伯来书告诉我，他其实告诉我们他是在等候有根基有根有基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
And when God called him to an unknown land, he went. Hebrews 11:10 tells us that was because Abraham was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God.
所以他只是神呼召，神一句话他就信了。他完全不知道去哪里，他也不知道在哪里，他就去了。这个其实是一个很危险的一件事情。
So God simply called him and he went, not knowing where he was going. And in fact, it was a dangerous thing to do.
因为他完全不知道将来要怎么样，他走什么路。你在沙漠里的行走，单独的行走都是非常危险的。
Because it is dangerous to travel alone in the desert and not even knowing where to go.
但是他信神，神只是一句话他就去了。
But he believed God. With one word, he went.
所以你看到所谓信心的意思就是完全信靠，他听了，他明白，他知道，他就相信，他就有行动跟着他去做了。
So to have faith simply means to believe what God has said. After he heard,He understood it and he went. So his faith actually came before his action.
所以在这里呢，我们发现所谓因信称义，就是你相信神的话，而不是靠你自己的行为。
So to be justified by faith means you believe God's word and not by your own conduct.
所以你记得吗？我们在讲到亚伯拉罕因信神的时候呢，他还没有献以撒，所以这个是在以后的事情。
And we talked about this before that Abraham believed God even before he offered Isaac as sacrifice. All this happened later.
所以当神呼叫你的时候，神呼召你的时候，你是不是凭着信心就答出来呢？
So when God calls you, do you take the first step of faith?
当我们在读罗马书的时候，我们记得吗？我们在讲到人是全然的败坏。
Remember when we read the book of Romans, we talk about how man is totally depraved.
特别是在我们在读到第三章的时候，他说没有一人一个都没有，十三章第三章第九节。
And when we were reading chapter 3 verse 9, it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
11节说没有明白的，下半段说没有寻求神的。
Verse 11, no one understands, no one seeks for God.
12节说都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，一个都没有。
Verse 12, all have turned aside, together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
第十八节说他们眼中不怕神。
Verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
这是圣经的话，圣经的话告诉我们世界上所有的人没有一个寻求神，没有一个惧怕神，没有一个人来到神面前。
This is the words of the Bible. It tells us that in the world there is nobody who seeks God, there is nobody who fears God.
但是在第二章的时候，我们也看到神的事情人可以明白的，神已经显明给他们知道，但是他们虽然知道神，却不荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And we also learn from chapter 1 that whatever that can be known about God has already been shown to them, but even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him.
所以人知道神，但是却不荣耀他，不敬拜他，这个就是我们所谓提到的，就是原罪的问题。
And even though men know God, but they did not actually fear Him or they did not actually thank Him, this is what we call the original sin.
所以自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，所有的人都拒绝神，不肯亲近神。
So ever since Adam and Eve fell into sin, all their descendants, all humankind,refuse to accept God and to refuse to draw near to Him.
神创造人类，神给人类一切的需要，神给他一切的才干，神给他的生命，但是没有人愿意敬拜神。
God created man, gave him life and gave him the ability and his talents, but yet they refuse to worship God.
所以当我们读到第三章讲到没有一个人一个都没有，没有明白，没有寻求的，没有寻求神的，没有行善的，一个都没有，没有人愿意来做神所要做的事情。
So when we read chapter 3, we will understand that it is true that there is none righteous, not one, no one understands, no one seeks for God.
如果是这样的话，人怎么可能得救呢？
If that is the case, how can a man ever be saved?
因为当人拒绝这个创造主，创造主就有自然有这个权力来向人发怒，因为人离开那个创造他的主。
When a man refuses to acknowledge and thank the Creator, God the Creator has all the right to have his wrath shown on men and to punish them.
就好像我们跟大家分享很多次，做父母的，如果你不孝敬父母是罪，如果你不孝敬那创造你父母还有你的神，那个是更大的罪。
And we have said many times that even as children and parents, if children refuse to honor their parents, that is a sin. All the more it will be a greater sin if men refuse to acknowledge their creator.
所以当我们发现人完全没有办法得救的时候，神赐人一个得救的方法，就是让耶稣基督钉十字架来承担我们的罪。
So, just when man finds that it is impossible to be saved, God achieved the impossible by sending Jesus to die on the cross for sinners.
我们怎么样得救呢？就是依靠神为我们预备的救恩，我们就可以得救。
How can we be saved? We can only depend on the means of salvation that God has prepared.
除非你认识到我们完全不能够靠自己得救，不然的话你是不可能得救。
Unless you recognize that we cannot depend on ourselves at all to be saved, you will never be saved.
很多人传福音给我们，当我们还不信的时候，他说福音就是好消息。
Many people, when they share the gospel to unbelievers, just like when we were once unbelievers, we hear that the gospel is good news.
但是我们不信的时候，我们总是好消息，我才不要，什么好消息？
But when we were still unbelievers, we reject it. We do not think it is good news.
除非你知道你处在一个非常的危险的状况，因为神对你发怒，因为你得罪了神，你还不知道。
Unless you know that you are actually right now in a dangerous situation because you have offended God and not to know it.
所以如果你除非你知道你活在一个危险的情况下，这个好消息就不是好消息。
Unless you realize that you are in danger, then good news will not sound like good news to you.
所以主耶稣在真善宝训第五章马太福音五章三节讲到说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5:3 on the Sermon on the Mount.Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以虚心就是你心里面知道你什么都没有，就是贫穷。这个虚字的意思就是贫穷的意思。你感觉到灵里面贫穷，不能够靠自己得救的时候，你才是有福的。
To be poor in spirit means you realize that you cannot do anything spiritually to earn any merit before God. And for such people, they are blessed.
除非你认识到你的贫穷，你向神呼救，你才有 得救的，才有天国 的机会，进入天国的机会。
Unless you recognize your bankruptcy before God and you call out to God for help, then you will not be able to go to heaven.
如果你认为你只可以靠自己进天堂的话呢，你就没有这个机会。
If you think that you can depend on yourself to reach heaven, then you will lose this chance.
耶稣在路加福音五章三十一节，耶稣对他们说：“无病的人不用不着医生，有病的人要的才用得着医生。”
Luke 5:31, Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick."
除非你认识到你有病，你不能够靠着自己，你不需要靠医生得救。
Unless you recognize that you are sick and you need a doctor, otherwise you cannot be cured.
马太福音九章三十十三节也是这么讲，他说：“耶稣说我来不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人。”
Matthew 9:13, Jesus said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
除非你认识到你自己有罪，认识到自己不能够靠着自己来得救，你不然你不可能得救。
Unless you recognize that you are a sinner and you cannot be saved, then you don't recognize that you will never be saved.
但是当你认识到自己是有罪的时候呢，你没有办法得救的时候，你只有靠耶稣给你的这个方法，就是相信他。
Only when you recognize that you are a sinner and you cannot save yourself and you accept the only way that Jesus has provided, which is to believe in him.
所以你不是靠行为。
So you're not depending on your conduct.
你是靠信心。
You are depending on faith.
就好像罗马书十章九节说，你若口里承认耶稣是主，心里相信神使他从死里复活，就必得救。
That's what is written in Romans 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以一个人怎么样得救呢？
So how can a man be saved?
就是依靠信心。
That is to depend on faith.
除非你认识到我们自己没有靠自己不能够得救。
Unless you recognize that we cannot be saved by depending on ourselves.
不可以靠我们的行为。
We cannot depend on our conduct.
如果一个人是我们不能靠自己的行为来得救，是靠信心的话，像我们信主了的人，怎么样活出这个真理呢？
If a man is not saved by his conduct, but by simply depending on faith in God,Then, how do saved believers now live out this truth?
当我们还没有信主的时候，我们不能够靠行为得救。那么我们信主之后呢？
Before we believe in the Lord, we know that we cannot be saved by our works or conduct. So what happens after we believe?
当我们信主之后，难道我们是靠行为来成就吗？
Do we then attain it all after we believe in God by our works?
其实当我们看到我们看我们周围，看我们的弟兄姐妹，当我们软弱的时候呢，我们还是靠神的恩典来得救。
Actually, if you look around at brothers and sisters in Christ, you will realize that when we are weak, we still depend on God's grace to be saved.
所以当我们软弱跌倒的时候，我们还是依靠神，不是靠行律法，而是靠神的恩典回到神那里。
So when we are weak and when we fall into sin, we do not depend on the law, but we come back to God's grace.
是靠恩典来亲近神。
And we draw near to God because of His grace.
当我们看到弟兄姐妹软弱跌倒的时候，我们也是按着神的恩典去把它挽回过来。
When we see a brother and sister fall into sin, we also depend on God's grace to restore this person.
我们不是用律法来压他。
We are not burdening him with the law.
我们不是用律法来责备他。
We are not rebuking him in the law.
我们是用神的恩典把他挽回过来。
We are using God's grace to restore this person.
好像加拉太书第六章第一节，保罗说：“弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你属灵的人就要用温柔的心把他挽回过来。”
This is as written in Galatians 6:1. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness.
所以我们的教会叫做恩道教会。
That's why we are called Grace Bible Fellowship.
我们很注重真理。
We are focused on the Bible.
所以是恩道，这个道字很重要。
That's why the word Bible is important.
但是我们也是有恩典，就是因为靠着神的恩典，我们看我们不是依靠律法，所以当我们软弱跌倒的时候，我们凭着神的恩典把大家来挽回过来，在活在神的恩典之下。
But at the same time, we also have grace, and that's because we depend on God's grace ourselves. So when people are also weak.We must use God's grace to restore these people who are weak.
所以我们知道一个人称义呢，不是靠行为。
So we know that a person is justified not by conduct.
是靠信心。
It's on faith.
第二呢，我们得救呢，得称义呢，不是靠行为。第二呢，是靠，也不是靠仪式。
And secondly, our justification is by faith. It is not by ceremony.
让我们来看第九节到第十二节。
Let's look at verses 9 to 12.
他说如此看来这福音是单加给那收割里的人呢，不也是加给那未收割里的人吗？因我们说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，这是怎么算的呢？是在他收割里的时候还是他在未收割里的时候呢？不是在他收割里的时候，乃是在他未收割里的时候，并且他受了割里的记号，乃做他未收割里时候信因信称义的印证，叫一切未收割里的叫他做一切未信未受割礼的而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
Verse 9, is this blessing then only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised.He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised.
所以在这里收割礼是什么意思？
What does it mean to be circumcised?
什么时候神给亚伯拉罕要他收割礼？
When did God give Abraham this command to be circumcised?
很多人想到收割礼不收割礼是不是指犹太人跟外邦人？
Many people think about circumcised versus uncircumcised as Jews versus Gentiles.
但是呢，你会发现呢，这里他讲到说，不是的，神如果说说如果是说种族的是犹太人还是外邦人，这里讲说这个信因信称义，不但是给犹太人，也是给外邦人的。
And they are saying that oh, this is talking about justification by faith is not just by for the Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles.
但是呢，这里我们看到亚伯拉罕。神称他为义的时候，他那时候有没有受割礼？
But if you examine this carefully, when God counted Abraham as righteous, has he received circumcision yet?
其实还没有。
Not yet.
他只是信神，神已经称他为义，但是之后神才给他割礼。
He believed God already, and God already counted it to him as righteousness. The sign of circumcision came later.
所以这个割礼呢，其实是应许，他已经相信了。割礼只是一个记号，记号神给他的应许，说他已经相信，所以神给他这个应许。
So the sign of circumcision is just a seal of the promise that God has given to him already. He has already believed. So this sign was only given after that as a sign that he has believed.
这个割礼就是一个仪式。
So circumcision is a ceremony.
这个割礼就是神要这个所有的犹太人把这个男丁，就是说所有的犹太人的男孩子呢，要行这个割礼，把这个包皮割掉。
And this is actually for all the male children of the Jews that they must circumcise the foreskin.
所以意思是说，神因着亚伯拉罕的信，他信神，神称他为义，就给他一个应许，说这个应许是指说，我不但给你这块地，我不但要你们成为一个民族，甚至有一位救主从你来出来。
And because Abraham believed God, so God gave him a promise of a land, a nation, and a savior through him.
所以在这里你注意看，在这第十一节，他说，并且他受割礼的记号，这个记号是做他未受割礼时候因信称义的印证。
Look at verse 11. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised.
所以他被称为义的时候，是那时候他还没有行割礼。
So he was counted as righteous before he was circumcised.
因为他信的时候，神给他割礼作为一个记号。
And because of his faith, God gave him the sign of circumcision as a seal.
而且这个割礼呢，是他一个神的应许。
And the circumcision represented God's promise.
神应许什么呢？神应许他一块地。
God promised him a land.
在创世纪十五章第七节，他讲到说，神耶和华对他说：“我是耶和华，我曾领你去加勒的地的吾尔，我要将这地赐给你。”
And in Genesis 15:7, we read that God said to Abraham, "I am the Lord who brought you out from the Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess."
神不但给他一块地，这个割礼不但是一个应许，给他一块地，而且他给他们成为一个民族。
And circumcision was not just representing the promise of a land, but also the promise of a people.
而且你看这个创世纪十三章十六节，他说：“神说，我要使你的后裔如这个地上的尘沙那么多，人要怎么样数都数不过来。”
Genesis 13:16, God said, "I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted."
所以不但这个应许不但是地土，不但是一个民族，同时是一个祝福。
And this not only involves a land, a people, but also involves a blessing.
而且在这个祝福是在创世纪22:13，他说，我为你祝福，我必赐福你以这地，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都因你得福。
Genesis 12:3, "I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed."
所以这个应许不但是包括土地，包括一个民族，包括一个祝福，甚至它包括一个救主。
So this promise does not just involve a land, a people, a blessing, but it also involves a redeemer.
因为特别是在加拉太书提到这件事情，他说所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙，乃是说只一个子孙，就是基督。
Galatians 3:16, this is written, "Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring." It does not say, "and to offsprings," referring to many, but referring to one, "and to your offspring, who is Christ."
所以在这里他讲到的意思是说，神给他一个割礼，这个割礼是他在没有信，还没有，神给他这个应许呢，是在他还没有割礼的时候。
So God gave this promise to Abraham before he was circumcised.
但是犹太人把割礼当作是一个仪式。
But the Jews treated circumcision as a ceremony.
他认为只要你行割礼，神就可以得救。
And they thought by going through this ceremony or this rite, they will be saved.
今天我们很多人也是同样犯这个问题。
Today, many people actually commit the same error.
很多人认为说，只要你有受洗，你就能够得救。
Many people think that as long as you are baptized, you'll be saved.
其实，这个仪式，受洗的仪式不能够救你。
But this act of baptism doesn't save you.
真正是信靠神，神才整个拯救你。
You will be saved only by having faith in God.
但是很多人不但是讲到受洗，有些人说，我来教会，我每一个礼拜来教会呢，神必然祝福我。
And not just on baptism, there are also many people who think that if I come to church every Sunday, God will bless me.
他把来教会当作是一种仪式。
And they see coming to church as a ceremony.
如果你的信心没有真正信靠神，你是不可能神不会喜悦的。
But if you do not have genuine faith in God, you cannot please God.
单单来教会呢，是不可能得救的。
Just coming to church alone will not save you.
是依靠信心，而不是依靠仪式。
You depend on faith and not on ceremony.
所以犹太人很注重这个形式。
So the Jews, they were focusing on this ceremony.
但是呢，保罗告诉他们，不是靠行为，也不是靠仪式。
But Paul tells them it's not by conduct and it is not by ceremony.
第三呢，也是不是靠律法。
And thirdly, it is not by commandments.
你看第十，我们会来看我们的罗马书第4章13节。
And we come back to Romans 4:13.
4章13节说，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。 必要承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he will be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
第14节说，若是属乎律法的人才算是才得为后世，信就是归于虚空，应许也就废弃了，因为律法是惹动愤怒的。 哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。所以人得为后世是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归于一切后裔，不但是归于那属乎律法的，也归于那效法亚伯拉罕之信的人。
Verse 14, for if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring.
所以今天呢，我们不是因律法称义。So
we're not justified by law.
我们不是靠律法，是靠信心而称义。And
we're not justified by law or commandments, but by faith.
但是今天我们很多人还是强调律法。But
yet many people today still emphasize on the law.
是的，我们不是靠律法来称义。 不是靠律法来得救，但是呢，很多人信主了之后还是要坚持律法。
Yes, we are not justified by commandments or law, but yet many people, after they believe, they will insist on keeping the law.
他没有把整本圣经读好。你看加拉太书第3章24节说，这样律法是我们训蒙的师傅引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。所以律法只是一个暂时的看管人。
And Galatians 3:24 tells us that the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. So the law was a temporal guardian.
而且我们刚才读的这个罗马书里面讲到，这个律没有人因行律法而称义。
And we also read in Romans earlier on that no one can be justified through the law.
所以我们坚持，很多人坚持说律法一定不可以改变，一定不可以这个变动。
And some people even insist that the law cannot be changed.
所以我们每一个基督徒都不需要行律法。So
every Christian must obey the law.
如果我们这样坚持的话，那你怎么解释希伯来书7章12节？
If you insist like that, how do you explain Hebrews 7:12?
希伯来书7章12节说，祭司的职任已经更改，律法也必须什么更改？
Hebrews 7:12 says, for when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well.
很多人就不会解释这个希伯来书。
Many people cannot explain this.
这希伯来书很清楚讲到，律法必须更改，不是我们说的，是圣经说的。
And Hebrews clearly tells us that there is a necessarily change in the law, so this is not what we say, but what the Bible says.
什么意思说祭司的职任已经要更改呢？
What does it mean there's a change in the priesthood?
如果我们看希伯来书七章十一节上一节就知道，他说从前利未人祭司自认下受律法，倘若是借着这个自认得以完全，又何必另外兴起一位祭司是按照麦基洗德的等次，而不是照着亚伦的等次呢？
If we read from Hebrews 7, then we know that if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron?
意思说，主耶稣是不是在亚伦的等次里面做祭司呢？
Was Jesus a priest because he's a descendant of Aaron?
主耶稣呢，并不是属于利未人。
But Jesus was not a Levite.
但是如果不是利未人，怎么可以做祭司呢？
If he's not a Levite, how then can he be a priest?
他因为主耶稣不是按照这个律法做祭司，而是按照应许做祭司，做这个祭司。
Because Jesus became a priest not because of the law, but because of the promise.
所以我们跟大家讲过，其实如果你回去听过听我们讲过的道呢，就知道我们特别讲这一段的时候呢，注意到。主耶稣不是按律法来做祭司，是按照亚伦的等次，是按照应许做的。
And if you go back to another passage that we have preached earlier on, we have already said that Jesus did not become a priest according to Aaron's this law coming there, but it's because of the Melchizedek's order. It's different. It's due to the promise.
所以当来到这个希伯来书七章十九节的时候，他说律法原是一无所成，什么意思啊？
And when we come to Hebrews 7:19, the author writes that the law made nothing perfect.
什么意思呢？一说律法本来就是要叫人知罪，就是这么多，律法不能够使人称义。
In other words, the law is to actually make people understand sin.Rather than to justify anyone.
所以当人认识到人不能够靠律法称义的时候，只有一个办法，就是为了要引进更美好的指望，那个指望就是耶稣基督。
And so, if the law cannot make anything perfect, it is then, on the other hand, used to introduce a better hope through which we draw near to God.
所以在这边我们看到这个加拉太书这三章十二十四节就讲到说，这样律法是。我们训蒙的师父要引我们到耶稣基督来使我们称义。
That's why we now understand Galatians 3:24 that the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以在这里我们看到一件事情，律法呢，我们基督徒不是守律法来称义。
So we understand that Christians are not justified by keeping the law.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们也不是守律法来得神的喜悦。
And as a Christian, we do not please God by keeping the law.
因为律法已经完成它应该有的责任，应该有的这个功用，神把它放开一边。
Because the law has already achieved its purpose, so God has now set it aside.
而且呢，我们是靠着神的恩典来，而不是靠着律法来。
And we come because we come to God by His grace and not by His law.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，难道我们是靠着律法入门呢，还是靠着恩典入门？
So the Bible asks, do we enter by law or by grace?
意思是什么？我们怎么样应用这段这个真理呢？
How do we apply this truth?
意思是说，当我们软弱失败的时候呢？我们常常回到神的恩典。如果你靠律法呢，你已经死了，因为只要你犯一条就是犯众条。但是我们不是按照律法呢，是按照神的恩典而来。
In other words, when we come before God, it is because of His grace. Because the Bible tells us that if you break one law, you break everything. So we do not approach God based on keeping His law, but based on His grace.
同样的，当我们看到弟兄姐妹，我们的自己的弟兄姐妹软弱跌倒的时候呢？我们不是以律法来指证，来责备他，而是以爱心、以恩典把他来挽回。
So in a similar fashion, when we see a brother or sister who is weak, we do not use the law to rebuke him, but we use grace to restore him.
所以我们不是靠律法来称义。
So we're not justified by commandments.
我要大家打开圣经看这圣经，你打开希伯来书第七章十八节。
I want you to open your Bibles to look at Hebrews. 7:18.
你看希伯来书七章十八节。
Hebrews 7:18。
希伯来书七章十八节说，先前的条例，这边是指律法，是因软弱无益，所以废掉。
Hebrews 7:18。For on the one hand, a former commandment, this is referring to the law, is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness.
所以你看到我们华文圣经翻译的太过火了，意思说过头了，因为他说先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉，其实没有废掉。你看英文圣经，它是把它 set aside， 一直把它移开一边，它已经完成它应该有的工作，把它放开一边，现在是靠恩典。所以在神的计划里面，律法只是做他那个工作，现在是进入恩典的时代。
And the law has not been abolished, it has been set aside because it has already fulfilled its purpose, and now it is set aside because it is the era of grace.
所以我们一个人称义呢，不是靠行为。
So a man is not justified by his conduct,
不是靠仪式，
and not by ceremony,
也不是靠律法，
and not by commandment.
所以我们必须要学习是信靠神，是倚靠神的恩典。
And so we need to learn how to depend on God and to have faith is by His grace.
所以如果你对这个主题这个问题呢还不清楚的话，回去我们以前的讲道，你就可以看到我们有一堂就是讲这个律法。
So if you are still not clear about whether to keep the law or not, you should go back to listen to another.Sermon that we have preached before.
那么让我们来讲最后一点。
And let us look at the last point.
所以我们称义不是靠行为，不是靠仪式，也不是靠律法，最后呢，也不是靠一般的常识。
So we are justified not by conduct, not by ceremony, not by commandment, and it is also not by common sense.
让我们回来看第十八节。
We come back to chapter 4 verse 18.
或是我们从十七节看起吧。
Verse 17.
他说亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活死无变有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无指望的时候他仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说的，你的后裔将要如此。你注意看第十九节，他说他将近百岁的时候，虽然自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因为不信心里起疑惑，反倒因为信心里得了坚固，将荣耀归于神， 并且呢 满心相信神所应许的必能成就，所以这就算为他的义。
As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence ofThe God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations as he had been told. So shall your offspring be. Look at verse 19. It says, He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb.No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
意思说当亚伯拉罕信神的时候是，如果你看他自己，他已经一百岁，怎么会有后裔呢？怎么会生孩子呢？所以他如果靠他的常识，看，如果靠人的肉眼，你是看不见的。
That means because Abraham, when he believed God, he did not depend on his own common sense. Because according to common sense, a man at 100 years old is impossible to have children. So this is not by common sense and not by sight.
所以我们在哥林多后书讲得更清楚，五章七节他说，我们行事为人不是，是凭信心，不是凭眼见。
And it's even clearer in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith and not by sight.
所以我们相信这个信心是相信神的应许，虽然环境不能够证明，虽然我们的环境不能够给我们很好的这个证实，但是我们信靠神的话。
So our faith is not in something that can be seen, even though the surroundings doesn't seem to show it, but we have faith in God's word.
所以这里讲到信心，不是如果我们看靠肉眼，靠我的 靠我们的眼睛看物质，靠我们的尝试，靠我们 的这个肉身看属世的世界呢，我们绝对不会相信神。而且我们信神是因为我们不是靠看得见的东西，而是靠看不见的信心。
If we use our physical eyes to look at the things around us, to look at our possessions, to look at material things, to look at the world, and to look at what is happening, it is impossible to have faith in God. But actually, genuine faith does not depend on what you see, but what you do not see.
所以我们的信心呢，如果我们是靠因信称义呢，我们不是靠行为，不是靠仪式，不是靠律法，也不是靠一般的尝试。
So our justification is by faith and not by conduct, not by ceremony, not by commandment, and not by common sense.
所以这个因信的道理最终呢的结局呢，或者它的结论呢是什么？你看二十三节，神就算他为义这句话呢，不但是为他写，而是为我们将来算为义之人写的，就是我们这些信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。主耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为我们称义。
And the result of Abraham's justification by faith is in verse 23. But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
所以这个因信称义，这因信称义呢，不是写给犹太人而已，也是写给我们这里每一个人。
So justification by faith is not only meant for the Jews, but also meant for everyone here.
所以我们如果相信神的话，就是神的圣经。如果我们相信他，神就称我们为义。
So if we believe God's word and believe the Bible, then God will count it to us as righteousness.
而整本圣经就是证明耶稣是基督。
And the whole Bible proves that Jesus is the Christ.
所以当我们相信耶稣从死里复活，我们就能够因信而得以称义。
So when we believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead, then our faith will enable us to be justified.
当我们因信称义之后呢，我们照样是活在神的恩典当中，而不是靠这个行为，或者靠仪式，或者靠律法，或者靠一般的尝试。
And when we are justified by faith, we live under the grace of God, and we are not justified by conduct or ceremony or commandment or common sense.
所以我们要完全的依靠神的应许而继续的生活下去。
So we must depend fully on the promises of God in our lives.
所以我们在走天路的时候，在我们这条成圣的道路呢，是完全依靠、完全相信神的恩典、神的应许而走下去。
So as we walk this Heavenly road, we depend on God's grace and His promises to complete this path.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, help us, Lord, that we will put our faith fully in you and in Jesus, not thinking that we can, by our conduct, gain your favor.Or by observing some ceremonies to be saved, and by keeping commandments to go to heaven, and by using our common sense to think of through all these things. But let us exercise faith in you, not walking by our sight, but truly believing in your promises, even when we cannot see them. Strengthen us, Lord, that we will have faith to believe in Jesus' name. Amen.